Hey everyone, welcome back. It's another edition of the Pick Six. I'm your host, Mike Wapshall at TCO Studios at Winter Park, ready to go to work for you because you guys sent in some great questions. So here we go. The first one comes from Joseph in Chicago. How do you think Anthony Harris played in Harrison Smith's spot? Yeah, Harrison couldn't go because of the leg injury that he has. Anthony Harris stepped in. You remember, he stepped in last year to play some defense when Harrison Smith was hurt and had a few good games. He also had a good game in Jacksonville. Now, Mike Zimmer did say that Harris was partially responsible for the touchdown catch that the Vikings allowed in Jacksonville. But for the balance of the game, it looks like Harris played pretty well. So we want Harrison to come back ASAP. In the meantime, it looks like we have a solid replacement in Anthony Harris. The next question comes from Kyle. Fusco went down yesterday. I didn't get to watch the game, so who replaced him? We're pretty thin already, but clearly the pass protection was good today. No doubt about it, the Vikings offensive line stepped up big time in Jacksonville from a pass protection standpoint. Zero sacks allowed of quarterback Sam Bradford against Jacksonville on the road. That's great news, and probably no coincidence that Bradford completed 70% of his passes for 292 yards with such great protection. It was Zach Karen who stepped in for Brandon Fusco when he left the game, so kudos to him, and also kudos to Nick Easton, who started at center in Jacksonville because Joe Berger couldn't go. So backups stepped up big time in pass protection for the Vikings in Jacksonville. Philip has the next question. Given our current offensive line personnel, what kind of schemes or play calls do you feel will improve our struggling red zone offense? Well, I think that question is better answered when it comes to schemes and play calls by the coaches, and I'm sure Mike Zimmer will be asked about that. The Vikings did struggle a bit in the running game, especially in short yardage situations. Matt Asiata did have a 1 yard touchdown plunge, so that's good, but there were other times when the Vikings were stuffed in those short yardage situations. I think the big thing is going to be eliminating negative plays, penalties, tackles for losses. If you can eliminate those plays, you're going to have a better red zone offense. It's already hard enough to run in the red zone, so when you put yourself behind the chains because of negative plays, it's even tougher. Earl has the next question. Why don't they spread the line out when they're inside the 5 yard line trying to score instead of bringing everyone in tight? Again, Earl, another question that Mike Zimmer may be asked later in the week at a press conference. But the thing is, it's all about execution. Whether you're in a jumbo package and it's 8-on-8 or 9-on-9 at the line of scrimmage, or whether you're spreading them out and it's 5-on-5 at the line of scrimmage, you have to win your one-on-one matchups and you have to execute the play calls. I'm not worried about jumbo or goal line or spread formations. I'm more worried about the execution. John from California has the next question. Do you feel that the New York Giants beating Dallas on Sunday night really leaves just one playoff spot and makes it a lot harder for the Vikings to get in? Yeah, the Giants winning on Sunday night did not help the Vikings' chances. In fact, the Vikings didn't get any help at all from the teams ahead of them in the wild card standings on Sunday. So we're going to have better results this weekend. Look at the screen right now. You can see the wild card standings. It's the same situation this week as it was last week. The same teams we needed to lose last week, they have to lose this week. Here are the playoff scenarios on the screen. We do need some help, but the most important thing in all of this is for the Vikings to take care of their own business. They're going to have to win out. The last question comes from Mike. Great game all around on Sunday. Love the aggressive plays down the field. If the Vikings and Redskins win out, does the Redskins tie help or hurt us? Well, I'll get to that in a minute, Mike, but you mentioned the explosive plays. Adam Thielen, Stephon Diggs, and Kyle Rudolph, as you can see right here, all had pass receptions of over 40 yards. Going into the game in Jacksonville, all season the Vikings had 4 receptions of 40 yards or more. They had 3 against the Jaguars alone. So we started to see the offense come out of its shell a little bit. Hopefully we can see that this weekend against the Colts as well as the Vikings return to the friendly confines of US Bank Stadium. Now, as for the Redskins' tie earlier in the season, they tied the Bengals in London. If we end up with 10 wins apiece, the Vikings and the Redskins, that tie hurts us because that tie is basically a half win for the Redskins and they would get in over us. Similarly, though, if the Vikings and Redskins both finish with 6 losses, the Vikings would have the edge because that's like a half a loss as well for the Redskins. So the tie can help or hurt us, but more likely than not, it's not going to help us when we get to Week 17. That's it for this week's edition of the Pick 6. We'll be back next week, though, after the Vikings game against the Indianapolis Colts. So please submit your questions to the email address at the bottom of the screen. And in the meantime, make sure you stay tuned to Vikings.com. Content coming to you all week, including another edition of the ever so popular 96 Questions with B-Rob. We also have a cool episode of Skol Stories this week with a guest that we think you're going to like a lot. See you next week.